Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is from an interview with Arthur Clinton Campbell, who came from Sioux City, Iowa in May of 1888. He was 2 years old. He said the early days in Chelan were rock bottom for money. It was work or starve. There was no old age pension or public welfare. A little money came into Chelan from soldiers' pensions, $14 a month, assessment work on mining claims sent in by holders, some beef was shipped out, and quite a few horses. Some money came from the actual development of early mines such as Holden, Horseshoe Basin, Crown Point, and a trickle of early hunters and tourists also contributed. My last 2 summers while in high school were partially spent in the wheat country, first driving a water wagon for $2 a day plus board, $2.50 for driving header box, and $3 for spike pitching, is helping such header box unload as it came to the stack. 5 meals were furnished, 3 big ones and 2 light ones, mid-morning and mid-afternoon. Working time was daylight till dark. We slept in the hayloft. Sundays we did washing and took our ponies to the town of Elmira. Saloons were open, but I was too young to get my feet on the bar, and I ate ice cream instead. And I got back to the camp in good shape. One place we worked, the people spoke only Welsh, but the food was good and everything was clean. We had very little contact with the Indians, except those who came to school. Some of them were Louis Wapato, Paul Wapato, Willie Bob, who was the son of Crooked Mouth Bob. The first auto I knew about was owned by a boat builder. It resembled a buggy and steered with a long handle. The crank was on the side. I believe it had 1 cylinder, upright engine with chain drive. Hard rubber tires were the vintage of about 1905. The 4th of July was the high festival event of the year to whites and Indians alike. It sometimes lasted a week. The opener of the festivities was the Indian parade, mounted Indians in full dress riding 4 abreast. Bands in the grandstand from different communities heralded the event from start to finish. Then came horse racing, unlimited, tribe against tribe, free-for-alls. There were also squaw races, everything from 200 yards to 2 miles. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.